Now, a few weeks ago, one couldn't fail to be moved by the huge tragedy that afflicted large areas of Pakistan. We've been covering the fantastic work that Muslim Hands, a charity originally based in Nottingham, have been doing over the time period for that. And we're delighted now to be able to go live to Pakistan to speak to Irfan Khan. Irfan, are you indeed there?
I'm so sorry, I'm at the airport, that's why there's a bit noisy.
That's okay, it's fine, we appreciate it, because you're literally, after doing this piece with us, you're going to be getting on a plane to go where? In fact, tell us where you're going to and from at present.
Yeah, I'm going to Karachi, which is in Sindh, and going to go to Tata. The Karachi, Sindh province has been affected very badly by the flooding and all the flood water which started, moving from different part of the countries. It's just like joined together in one location, and that's going to hit Karachi. That has started hitting Sindh province, and the flood water is still there, and there are plenty of villages which have been gone underwater today even, and the situation is getting worse on daily basis.
I mean, this is the real tragedy of this thing. It's an ongoing tragedy, which folk think, oh, well, it happened a few weeks ago. It was, floods came through. But, I think somebody said it's a country that's the size of England that's kind of underwater virtually on a daily basis.
Yeah, I've experienced quite a few of, natural disasters, the earthquake in Haiti, and also, I've been to Burma where the flooding has caused, 2 years before, quite a lot of troubles. But this disaster in Pakistan is quite, unbelievable. Nobody can, understand how the water has come and how to stop this water, because it's just keep going on and just keep going round and round in Sindh province right now. And, initially when it was started, it was late July, and there was some flush water which came, which hit two of the provinces, Baluchistan and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. And later on, that flush water was joined by, the streams and the rivers which got completely filled up. And since then, the water is just hitting the different areas and causing a lot of problems. I've visited quite a lot of areas in Pakistan, throughout the Pakistan, that is in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. And I was in Nowshera this morning, where we did some food distribution among 350 families. And this is the routine which we are doing on a daily basis. We are distributing foods, we are running medical camps, and also we are providing water and shelter facilities. As talking from Muslim Hands' point of view, we have quite a lot of experience on the ground, because we have been operating in Pakistan since 1993, and we have got a good, a very good setup in all four provinces. Our original teams have been very active on the ground, and altogether, we have involved 250 full-time staff, and that includes our teachers as well, who are working on those areas which have been affected by the flood, and they have got nothing to do right now. They're helping relief work, and besides those full-time staff members, we've got a good number of volunteers who have joined Muslim Hands, and they're doing their contributing their bit by supporting the flood victims.
Well, I do know that our very own dial-a-vet from our sister service at Southside Broadcasting, Stuart Easby, we spoke to Stuart last week, and he's hopefully coming over to lend his assistance in a couple of weeks' time from that point of view. But I just say I'm amazed at the fantastic work that you guys are actually doing, because I can imagine going over there thinking, I just don't know where to start. I mean, Joy, thoughts from yourself?
Well, yeah, it's absolutely fantastic work that you're doing. I mean, what can the individual who is based in the UK, what can we do? Obviously, I assume you're taking donations, and obviously aid is very important, but is there anything else people can do?
I'm so sorry, I've missed the last bit.
Is there anything other than giving monetary donations that people in the UK can do? I mean, can they send clothing parcels or anything like that?
Yeah, the response that we have received from the UK donors was quite marvelous. Yeah. We launched after the very, during the first week of this flooding, and on the second day of our appeal, we raised over £200,000, and which was quite amazing. And then later on, we launched quite a lot of other appeals. We sent out brochures and information about this work to the donor group in the UK, and so far we have raised around £3 million. 3 million pounds.
Irfan, I mean, I think it's fantastic we managed to connect with you from that point of view. I know we're going to speak to one of your colleagues, Arslan, from the office in Nottingham in a few moments. We seem to have obviously chosen every time that we do a little piece. The lady on the tannoy announcer likes to get her little piece in the cross as well, which is
she's
wonderful.
She's a radio star.
It's clearly this great stuff. And we do know that you're going to be making your way onto the aircraft very, very shortly now. Of course, Pakistan is 4 hours ahead of us. So I gather that over there, it's 25 to 10 now, coming up to half nine. Is that right? Or indeed, sort of, yes, 25, is about half nine in Pakistan? Oh, there you go.
I apologise, it's just a bad line and I can't, you know, hear the...
Not to worry. In terms of time, is it approaching 25 to 10 in Pakistan?
Yeah, over here it's 25 to 10.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I'll just further explain... I'll just explain the current situation with the international, you know, NGOs and the donor community, what they're doing and, you know, what their responses are and, you know, how they're seeing to respond to this whole catastrophe. Initially, they've set up 3 months' time for the emergency relief response. But as, you know, the flooding is still going on, they've increased the time frame to 6 months. And now they're, you know, considering, you know, to carry out the relief work for longer periods. So, doing the relief work, you know, for that long, it's unbelievable because, you know, the reconstruction and the rehabilitation phase is still there. Yeah. And people, you know, who have lost their houses, yeah, they're expecting, you know, to go back, you know, to be given, you know, some, you know, facilities of permanent shelter.
It's certainly something which is going to go on for some considerable time. Irfan, it's been wonderful connecting with your good self, even with a somewhat challenging phone line. Hopefully we'll speak to you again in the very near future, if that's okay, yes?
Many
thanks indeed, and once again a reminder that it's muslimhands.org.uk, which is the web address. We'll be speaking to one of the other project directors very, very shortly, in fact immediately after Roxy Music.